Well, high school football playoff action continued last night with second-round play in all classes. Here's a rundown. In eight-man football last night, it was Exira EHK big over Coon Rapids Bayard, 56-7. Seven intercepted passes by Exira EHK defenders, including three by Drew Peppers, helped to lead the way for Exira EHK. Nick Peppers and Trey Sander both rushed for over 100 yards to lead the Spartans to their second victory of the season over the Crusaders. Also last night, it was a Dare Casey going on the road, and they make it worth the trip. 52-20, the Bombers beat HLV last night as Clayton Plowman, Gunnar Dinkla, and Jordan Wheatley all scored multiple touchdowns in that football game. Also in eight-man football last night, Mitchell Lynch carried 47 times for 293 yards rushing, leading Glidden Ralston to a 42-23 victory over Sydney. Murray beat Colonesco 64-40, Clarksville down Preston 46-30, Don Bosco over Springville 48-42, Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn over Lorenz Marathon 55-25, and it was Newell Fonda over Harris Lake Park 47-7. In Class A action last night, game heard here on KJAN, it was Woodward Granger over Griswold 24-13. The big swing in the game happened in the last minute of the first half, as Griswold, it appeared, trailing by a count of 8-6 at the time, was driving. They were down inside the 20-yard line of Woodward Granger looking for what could be a go-ahead touchdown to take a halftime lead. Instead, Taylor Ashman intercepted a pass in the end zone, not only thwarting the Griswold drive, but actually starting a late rally for Woodward Granger as they moved the ball up to midfield. And then Ashman, who's also the quarterback, hit on one of his three touchdown passes of the night. He hit Marshall Nealand with a long 50-yard bomb as the first half ended to put them up by 10, and they never looked back from there. 24-13, Woodward Granger the winner over Griswold. Also was Logan Magnolia defeating AHST 41-14 last night. Caden McDonald ran for 196 yards and three touchdowns. Paul Hudson, 114 yards rushing and a TD to lead the Panthers. Akron Westfield beat West Hancock 28-16. BGM over Lisbon 23-0. Hinton beat West Lyon 14-10. Linville Sully over Montezuma 41-0. North Tama beat Starmont 35-12. And Wapsie Valley 48-20 winners over Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Moving to Class 1A action last night, it was IKM Manning advancing with a 28-17 win over South O'Brien. St. Albert beat Van Meter 42-7. Applington Parkersburg over South Winneshiek 49-22. Dyke New Hartford topping Sumner Fredericksburg 26-7. Emmitsburg blanking St. Edmund 28-0. Maquoketa Valley over Wilton 48-20. It was Mount Air defeating Ogden 21-14. And Iowa City Regina over West Branch 27-9. In Class 2A action last night, Kemper Catholic defeating North Polk by a final of 32-7. The Knights benefiting from six North Polk turnovers as QB Cole Neary completed 15 of his 27 passes for 202 yards and a couple of touchdowns to lead Kemper Catholic. Dyersville-Beckman beat New Hampton 21-0. Bondurant-Farrar over Mid Prairie 33-0. Boyden-Hall beat Garner-Hayfield-Ventura 45-7. Mediapolis a 42-6 winner over West Liberty. Spirit Lake beat Sheldon 43-7. Waukon over Union 21-14. West Marshall topping Nevada 27-7. In Class 3, last night, Lewis Central ends Carroll's run with a 22-19 victory at home. Austin Simmons threw three touchdown passes to help rally the Lewis Central Titans. They were down 19-7 in the third quarter before coming back to post that three-point victory. Bishop Heelan Catholic defeats Spencer 57-35. Central Clinton over Marion 28-13. Decorah Blank beating Solon 35-10. Grinnell 33-10 over Clear Lake. South Tama County topping Humboldt 21-12. Williamsburg outscores Pella 54-27. Winterset got by Washington 27-21. Also in Class 4A, Ankeny beats Sioux City East 45-10. Cedar Falls 35-15 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Cedar Rapids Prairie beat Iowa City West 49-28. Cedar Rapids Xavier over Waterloo East 45-0. Pleasant Valley over North Scott 41-12. Southeast Polk beat Marshalltown 52-17. West Des Moines Dowling over Waukee 38-0, and West Des Moines Valley 42-17 over Johnston. Now, all those winners move into Friday night's quarterfinal round of the football playoffs. In eight-man football on Friday night, it'll be Glidden Ralston on the road at Exira EHK. Adair Casey plays on the road at Murray. MMC at Newell Fonda. Clarksville is at Don Bosco. In Class A football Friday night, Logan Magnolia plays at Woodward Granger. Akron Westfield will host Hinton. North Tama visits Wapsie Valley. And BGM goes to Linville Sully. In Class 1A, Mount Air is at St. Albert, while IKM Manning will be at home against Emmitsburg. Applington Parkersburg plays at Dyke, New Hartford, and Maquoketa Valley is at Iowa City, Regina. In 2A quarterfinals Friday night, Kemper Catholic is at West Marshall. Spirit Lake goes to Boyd and Hull Rock Valley. Waukon plays at Dyersville Beckman Catholic, and Bondurant Farrar is at Mediapolis. In 3A Friday night, Lewis Central on the road at Bishop Heelan Catholic. South Tama County plays at Grinnell, Central Clinton at Decorah, and Winterset at Williamsburg. And in Class 4A, Ankeny is at West Des Moines Valley. Dowling Catholic plays at Southeast Polk. Cedar Falls is at Pleasant Valley, while Cedar Rapids Prairie plays at Cedar Rapids Xavier. All those games kick at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Iowa State senior linebacker Jake Knott is likely out for the season with a torn left shoulder. Cyclones coach Paul Rhodes says Knott, the reigning Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week and a first-team All-Big 12 pick in 2011, had surgery Monday in Chicago. Rhodes says Knott might make it back for a potential bowl game, but the Cyclones won't know more until later in the week. Knott injured his shoulder on October 20th against Oklahoma State, but he returned and had 11 tackles and forced a fumble in Iowa State's win Saturday over Baylor. Rhodes says Knott was a selfless team player whose leadership will be missed. Well, the buzz surrounding Iowa State's ever-changing quarterback situation has obscured the most important development yet for the Cyclones. They've played excellent defense so far. Iowa State is one win shy of being bowl eligible, and Saturday's game against Oklahoma is coming up because it's played strong defense in a league full of offense. That's why they're so close at 5-3. The Cyclones are allowing just under 20 points a game. That's good for third in the Big 12. And Coach Paul Rhodes says the Cyclones will work hard to pick up the slack after linebacker Jake Knott is lost for the season. In other football news, South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier says running back Marcus Lattimore told him he will be back on the field for the Gamecocks. Lattimore dislocated his right knee and severely damaged several ligaments in a horrific injury Saturday against Tennessee. Doctors have told the junior that his injury could take more than a year of recovery, keeping him off the field until the 2014 season. He rushed for 662 yards this season, and his 41 career touchdowns are a school record. Oregon State coach Mike Riley has decided to go with junior Cody Vaz as his starter for Saturday's game against Arizona State. Vaz had started two games for the number 13 Beavers, while starter Sean Mannion recovered from arthroscopic knee surgery. At the halfway point of the NFL season, the San Francisco 49ers are in total command of the NFC West. The Niners built a 24-0 lead and coasted past Arizona 24-3 last night, handing the Cardinals their fourth straight loss. The Niners are 6-2 at the halfway mark with a two-game lead over both Arizona and Seattle in the NFC West. Colts head coach Chuck Pagano made it back to the team complex for a short staff meeting Monday. It's the first time Pagano has been back since being diagnosed with a form of leukemia September 26th. Interim coach and offensive coordinator Bruce Arians said the surprise visit gave the team a boost and notes that Pagano went home when he became tired. Chiefs quarterback Brady Quinn is being evaluated for a possible concussion, and his status for Thursday night's game at San Diego won't be known until later in the week. If he can't go, Matt Cassel will be back under center for the Chiefs. Three people familiar with the decision tell the Associated Press that Michael Vick hasn't been benched by coach Andy Reid. Vick has struggled during the Eagles' three-game losing streak, but Reid is hesitant to go with unproven rookie Nick Foles at this point. And several corporate sponsors stepped up to help save the Chargers the embarrassment of having Thursday night's NFL Network game against the Kansas City Chiefs blacked out locally. The Chargers said that the sponsors, including the local CBS affiliate, guaranteed the purchase of enough tickets to lift the local television blackout. Those tickets will be donated to local military bases and military hospitals. That's a look at sports. We'll have more right after this timeout.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Well, postseason volleyball continues tonight. Regional volleyball finals are set for tonight in three classes. In Class 3A, the Region 3 final is here in Atlantic tonight as 9th-ranked Red Oak will face off against ADM. In Class 4A, Region 1 at Mapleton has 2nd-rated Heland Catholic facing 11th-ranked Lewis Central, while the Region 2 final tonight at Guthrie Center has 3rd-rated Harlan facing Dallas Center Grimes. And in Class 5A tonight, the Region 2 final at Norwalk, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln will battle top-ranked Ankeny in those regional finals tonight. 7 o'clock, the start times for those matches, the winners advancing to the state volleyball championships. Iowa re-energized its weary fan base last season with 18 wins and a spot in the NIT. The optimistic Hawkeyes are hoping that this will be the year that they return to the NCAA tournament. This is the most anticipated season in years at Iowa, which hasn't won 20 games or reached the NCAA tournament since its infamous first-round exit in 2006. The Hawkeyes have a promising core of emerging players like Devin Marble and Aaron White that will be augmented by a standout freshman class that includes a pair of likely starters in center Adam Woodbury and point guard Mike Gazelle. Iowa opens its season on November 9th against Texas Pan American. Indiana sophomore center Cody Zeller and Creighton junior forward Doug McDermott are the leading vote-getters on the Associated Press All-American basketball team. Also on the team are Ohio State junior forward Deshaun Thomas and 3 guards, seniors Isaiah Cannon of Murray State, C.J. McCollum of Lehigh, and sophomore Trey Burke of Michigan. McCollum and Burke tied for the 5th spot with 16 votes each. Zeller was 1 vote shy of unanimous from the 65-member national panel that selects the weekly top 25. McDermott was named on 62 ballots, Cannon 43 and Thomas 26. McDermott, who averaged 22.9 points and 8.2 rebounds, was a first-team All-America selection last season, while Cannon, who averaged 19 points and 3.6 assists, was a second-team selection. Well, Creighton, which has 4 starters back from a team that made it to the 3rd round of the NCAA tournament, was a unanimous choice to win the Missouri Valley Conference Championship. Preseason All-American Doug McDermott leads the way for the Blue Jays, who received 398 of a possible 400 points in a poll of league coaches, sports information directors, and media released on Monday. McDermott was Conference Player of the Year last season after shooting 63% overall and 48.6% from 3-point range. Illinois State was picked to finish 2nd, followed by Northern Iowa, defending champion Wichita State, and Evansville. Drake was 6th, followed by Indiana State, Missouri State, Bradley, and Southern Illinois. Joining McDermott on the preseason all-conference team were Colt Ryan of Evansville, Jackie Carmichael of Illinois State, Jake Odom of Indiana State, and Ben Simons of Drake. Kobe Bryant has missed the last week of practice with an injured foot, and ready or not, the NBA regular season is here. Bryant sat out Monday while his teammates went through a lengthy workout ahead of tonight's opener against Dallas, the first of 4 Lakers games in 6 days. The 5th leading scorer in NBA history is resting his sore right foot. Tuesday night's other openers include the Washington Wizards at Cleveland and the defending NBA champion Miami Heat hosting the Boston Celtics. Well, Venezuela is celebrating the first player from that country to be named World Series MVP. One of the nation's newspapers covered its front page with a photo of Giants third baseman Pablo Sandoval celebrating San Francisco's victory over the Detroit Tigers and a headline saluting his nickname, Kung Fu Panda, reading Panda Gigante. Hall of Famer Luis Aparicio sent congratulations on Twitter, calling Sandoval's performance great in the series that ended Sunday with the Giants sweeping the Tigers in 4 games. Aparicio also referred to the possibility of the Tigers' Miguel Cabrera winning American League MVP, saying we should have 2 MVPs this year. Also in World Series news, the Giants sweep of the Tigers set a record low for the World Series television rankings. According to Nielsen, the 4 games on Fox averaged a 7.6 rating and 12 share. The previous low was an 8.4 for the 2008 Phillies-Rays and 2010 Giants-Rangers series, which each went 5 games. Police made dozens of arrests during a rowdy World Series celebration in the hours after the San Francisco Giants clinched the World Series. The San Francisco Police Department reported Monday that 35 people were arrested, 22 on felony charges. 2 people were arrested on gun charges. As for a ticker tape parade, Mayor Edwin Lee says that will happen tomorrow. Well, baseball's off-season business began with the New York Yankees exercising $15 million options on second baseman Robinson Cano and center fielder Curtis Granderson, 2 of the disappointments in their AL Championship Series loss to the Tigers. Oakland, the surprise AL West champion with a major league low $59.5 million payroll, exercised a $4.5 million option for closer Grant Balfour, but the A's declined their half of a $10 million mutual option for shortstop Stephen Drew, who instead gets a $1.35 million buyout. Minnesota declined a $9.25 million option on right-hander Scott Baker, who missed the entire season because of a torn elbow ligament. The Twins are interested in keeping him, though, at a lower salary. The Los Angeles Dodgers, who haven't made the playoffs in 3 years, declined options on first baseman Juan Rivera, right-hander Todd Coffey, and catcher Matt Traynor. Milwaukee Brewers shortstop Alex Gonzalez has become a free agent after coming off the 60-day disabled list. The team said Monday that Gonzalez joined Brewers right-handers Sean Markham and Francisco Rodriguez in choosing free agency. Well, the NCAA's board of directors is ready to make sweeping changes in enforcement policy. After months of debate among the schools, the committee will consider a proposal today that's intended to speed up the litigation process, hold head coaches more accountable for infractions, and expand the penalty structure from 2 tiers to 4. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.